All right. This is another fine episode of Default Radio. Episode 9, pre-recorded. We are all on vacation right now, so if you're listening to this, we're all like lounging on a beach somewhere or some shit on a gay beach. But anyway,
in the Caribbean.
Yeah, in the Caribbean somewhere. Default Radio, Episode 9. I am Decoder, and I'm joined here with a bunch of motherfuckers. Well, a couple people. There you go. One, of course, being my co-host.
Lucky 225, of course.
And another one of my very often co-hosts.
Not Theory. What's cracking, everybody?
Not Theory, who's always here when Lucky isn't, but for some reason, they're both together at the same time. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking mayhem. Yeah, it's gonna be pandemonium here. Pandemonium. You get ready for it. No, it's probably not, because I'm just fucking out of it.
As you know, Decoder,
yeah.
I may be stepping out every now and then and popping back in. And
yeah,
all
I'm
that.
Sorry, I did not mention that. Yeah, okay. Well, the other thing is that Lucky decided to join us for a few, but you know he's kind of busy. He got some shit going on, so
I'm a businessman.
Yeah, he's a businessman. He's got some jobs to do, some contracts, if you will. And so he might be popping in and out. So, Lucky, feel free. You know, I'm not going to call on you, but feel free to just chime in whenever you want with anything you want. If you want, if you have something right now to talk about before we get into, like, emails and everything else, if Doug's working on the emails, if you have something to talk about right now, then you should go ahead before you have to go.
Actually, no, I don't think I have anything that...
Okay, moving right along, then.
Yeah, just roll right over me. You know, I'm just gonna pop in and start shouting over people like I always do, and
like you always do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the normal occurrences. Now, there's something that I wanted to talk about today, actually, and I don't really know how quite to get into it, but it's not really like the history of freaking or the ethics, but it's just kind of a little discussion. Now, I know I was listening to Binary Revolution Radio, episode 27, I believe it was, last week or something. And Stank was mentioning how Bell South is getting out of the payphone business, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know.
Together or just, just the dumb phones? Or?
I'm not quite sure because I never got a news story about it.
Oh wait,
it, but,
it must be all together because I remember Bell South changed their dumb phones over to Cocots long
ago. It's going to be all Cocots. Now here's the thing: I've noticed this a lot, and it's been happening for the past couple of years. And it looks like payphones are dying, man. Now,
yeah.
I think that's kind of fucked up.
I do too, but most definitely, I do see that they're dying. You know, you used to hear people always bitching about. You know, 35 cents for a local call, and now they're just bitching about, my cell phone, blah.
Yeah, now here's the thing. You see a lot of people getting away from, and not just payphones, but like copper landlines in general, right?
Yeah.
People want to use their cell phone or their voice over IP phone as their main phone. And, you know, cell phones, wireless is all well and good, okay? Yeah, we call them cell phones in the U.S. The rest of the fucking planet calls them mobiles, all right? But, anyway. But, yeah, wireless and VoIP. And people seem to be getting away from copper, and I don't fucking like it. I just don't.
Yeah, well, because you realize that it's going to be a big waste of equipment that we have just lying around in our company, in our country. Taking up space.
Well, it's not even that.
And not only that, the historical purposes, too.
Exactly. Historical purposes and purism. Because,
yeah.
I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm just going to say it straight out. If it's not copper, it's not a phone. You may be able to access the PSTN with your wireless phone or with your voice over IP phone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not a phone. A cellular phone, it's a two-way radio. Okay, voice over IP, it's talking over the internet.
Yeah.
They're not phones. A phone is fucking copper wire fucking coming through your walls into your fucking house. That's it. That's what a phone is.
Well, of course, that'll be happening with VoIP fairly soon.
Well, yeah.
unless they start doing fiber, which I think that idea is kind of going away because they'd rather just run the whole house Cat 5 and use VoIP. You know, why have a bunch of fiber lying around that if someone starts digging, oops.
Well, yeah. Well, as it stands right now, right? Let's say that there was some sort of, I'll say that the blackout that took out half the fucking country for a day, right? Well, I know in New York, for a good amount of time, for a couple of hours, you weren't getting through on wireless. Your cell phone wasn't going to work. And if your call went through, well, if you're calling another wireless phone, you better hope that their fucking shit ain't busy. You know what I'm saying? And it was all circuits busy for a long fucking time. And your voice...
Or like that time that satellite got out of orbit and 9 out of 10 pagers wouldn't work or something.
Yeah, I remember that was a while back, too.
That was a while back, but let me tell you, I had a... My pager was working. Mine was the 1 out of 10 that worked. I laughed at everyone.
And with the VoIP, man, you got no power? Well, no VoIP phone. You know what I'm saying?
No, see, I disagree there because I was in the blackout and I had the fucking 1200 VA Belkin backup battery, and I had VoIP the whole time.
I was going to get into the fact that if you have your own fucking power supply. But who does?
I would really appreciate if you didn't go around talking good about Belkin. I'm sorry, I got to hear about their shit at my work. We at our work, we mark up Belkin cables like, oh my god, like a $60 cable. Our cost, $5.
Yeah, $5. Yep.
Oh, no, fuck their cable. Their UPS.
Of course, we're the ones who are marking them up, but, I mean, even the cost of $10 is already marked up to begin with from Belkin themselves.
The Belkin wireless.
I don't know. I got the UPS for $90, so I can't complain.
So if you have a backup power supply, then fine. Your VoIP isn't going to work. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. What if someone decides to fucking pack at your fucking ass? Or what if you downloaded too much porn? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that happens a lot.
I mean, I'm a purist, man. It's not a phone if it's not a copper wire coming into your house.
It's its own network. It's a separate network, totally separate from the power company. Everything. Your power goes out. Hey, get on the phone. You can call someone. They can pick up.
You know, I mean,
now what happens? Your power goes out. You pick up your phone. You hope maybe you can reach someone on their cell phone. Maybe their battery's dead. Maybe the cell tower's out.
And see, another thing is when we had that blackout, I was kind of unprepared. I had a few candles. I actually fucking had to, I fucking screwed a big ass hook into my ceiling and hung a flashlight from it for light to read by. But I had a little transistor radio, like this thing is like 30 years old.
Is that a mag light?
No, it's actually some fucking plastic thing I had lying around.
Oh.
But anyway. Yeah. Well, you didn't send me any mag lights. But anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I got a rechargeable sitting here. It's unopened.
Yeah, you should send it over, man.
That's cost me $80.
Well, whatever.
Retail
for fucking save it over.
Retail for about $160.
Anyway, fuck you. Anyway, but I had this little transistor radio, this little Radio Shack thing I bought maybe 100 years ago, right? But it takes a 9-volt. And I didn't have any fucking 9-volt batteries. I had fucking double A's, triple A's, fucking a few D's for the flashlight, but no 9-volts. So you know what I fucking did? Because I needed to know the news. I needed to know what the fuck was going on. I have a fucking phone number, ABC New York, live feed, news feed. And I picked up my fucking copper wire phone, and I dialed up a number in New York City, and I was listening to ABC News.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, cell phones weren't working. I tried to call my friend's cell phone. As soon as the fucking power went out, I was thinking it was maybe just my neighborhood. I pick up my phone and call my friend down the block, fucking... Goddamn reorder, calling his cell phone. I tried to call his girlfriend's cell phone, reorder. So, I mean, come on. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Copper, man.
And there's houses with copper phone lines, but all their phones are cordless.
Yeah, that's another thing. Thank you, Doug. Doug, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Your phone... Your fucking copper landline phone, you better have at least one fucking phone with a goddamn wire connecting you to the wall. None of this fucking cordless bullshit. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's nice to have them. I got a few cordlesses lying around, of course. You know what I'm saying?
What? You know what I like, Decoder? I like the fact that 802.11b and G are on 2.4 gigahertz.
Yeah, the same as, I don't know, that cordless phone I have in the other, right there across the room.
Yeah, and then when I'm telling people about this, like, you know, if you got any 2.4 gigahertz phones, your wireless network's going to go down when you pick up the phone.
I might have to go pick up one of those fucking phones.
And they're like, well, what should we do? Should we get one of those 5.8 gigahertz phones?
Well, that's what I'm probably going to pick up soon. I saw this Panasonic. It was kind of pricey, but it was really nice. I might have to pick one of those up.
Yeah, but you realize that 802.11a is also 5.8 gigahertz.
Get the 900 megahertz.
900 megahertz.
Get the 900.
Yeah, man. And the reason that 802.11a isn't cutting it is actually because it's a higher frequency. I don't know. A lot of people don't know that. The higher the frequency, the less the radio waves can travel in distance.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he's like, well, should I get one of these 5.8 gigahertz phones? I'm like, well, you bought the 2.4 ones because you got a two-story house. You want to use them throughout the house, right? So I'm like, yeah. Well, the 5.8s aren't really going to be sufficient for that, you know?
You want to get yourself an old 900 megahertz.
That's basically what I told him. He's like, well, I just bought this phone system. It's the five handsets, 2.4 gigahertz.
Oh,
what,
he got one of those DECTs?
Yeah, he's all, fuck it. I need the network more than I need the phones. I'll just fucking sell it on eBay and go to something else.
That's it. Or, I don't know, how about this? How about get phones with cords? How about talk to Strom Carlson and get yourself a fucking shitload of fucking Western Electric 2500s? You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. You know, that goes back into the payphones, you know what I'm saying? Somebody who likes payphones is going to want, like, a fucking 2500 sitting around in this house. I'm serious, or even a 500, even a rotary. You know, people, I mean, that's just it. This is fucking phone freaky, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? You don't got a rotary phone lying around in your house, then you're not a freak. Just shut up.
Hey, give it up. Come on, I don't have a rotary phone.
Pack it up. Well, I don't either. It's probably at my mother's house. But I have one. I'm the owner of a rotary phone, a working rotary phone.
You know what phones I do have? Well, not technically. I do have a payphone sitting around at my house.
Well, fine. The payphone kind of
that substitutes for the rotary.
Yeah. If you got a payphone,
and then not only that, my mom also has one of those old school phones, the ones where you just pick up like on fucking Andy Griffith, and like you get the operator, and then like
a crank one.
No, it's not a crank. Cool. You pick it up, and you actually get connected to an operator.
And then getting connected to an operator?
Yeah, it's just an earpiece and a microphone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's not an actual head. It's not like a handset because it's just the earpiece goes up to your ear and then like you talk into the microphone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah,
I have a cord.
Yeah, and that phone's set up so that we can actually plug it into a phone line. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
I have a Cobra
1984
cordless.
But that's what I'm saying. What about purism? What happened, Doug?
I have a Cobra 1984 cordless.
Now, that's another good thing, man, to have lying around. See, you gotta have these things. It's not everybody wants to have like the newest fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy with a fucking. I'd be happy with a Western Electric 2500. It's a good fucking phone. They sound fucking good. You know what I'm saying? I can't do the show on them, and I can't really scan with those things either. You know, I can't. You want to scan with a keypad and handset?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you definitely don't want to scan with something like a rotary, but get your tone dialer out, I suppose. But the point is, it's about purism. You know what I'm saying? You want copper in your house. You want payphones in your neighborhood. That's what it's all about. I started freaking on payphones. If it wasn't for payphones, I wouldn't be a freak. I mean, I can't say that because, you know, I've always been interested in phones, and I've always been fucking around with them. But where I really got hardcore with it is at payphones, you know? Because, you know, when you're young, you live with your parents.
When you're young, payphones are they're like, it's a sense of privacy, even though it's a public place. It's somewhere that you can get away to and actually fuck around with the phones the way you want to.
Well, yeah, the point was that I was young, you know, like 11 years old maybe, fucking, and you live with your parents, you can't really get away with fucking everything. You can't sit play with the phone all fucking day, you're going to get bitched out. So what would I do?
You're tying up the lines. What the fuck are you doing? Get off
exactly.
the phone.
I go down the block and I play with the payphone. And I fucking would play with that payphone. And there was a few. I was lucky enough to have like a good 7 or 8 payphones within like a block of me. And I would just fuck around with them, man. I had all the numbers to them, you know. That's just how it was, man. You know, I just feel bad for like the young kids coming up if they don't really have that. You know, somebody who lives in like a well-populated area and there's no payphones around. There's these shitty fucking cocots, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. You want real telco payphones. You want them.
Definitely.
So I just get a little pissed off at things like that. I feel like, you know, everybody, for years, since 89, people have been saying that freaking is dead. And it's not, you know, it's, but I mean, certain things like that could definitely, like the death of payphones and people get moving away from copper. That kind of, you still might be freaking, but you're not really in the same spirit of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, the payphone that was down the block from me, I mean, it's still there, and it's still the same fucking number, fucking 15 years, 20 years later, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's purism, man. That's what fucking freaking is about. It's a lot of, it's not free calls, it's not fucking, there's a lot of things it's not, you know? I mean, free calls is a part of it, I suppose. It's nice to be able to get a free call now and again. It's nice.
Well, that all started from basically people that couldn't control themselves when it came to blue boxing.
Well, yeah. When of course, as everyone knows, I've said it before, and I will say it again, that when fucking Captain Crunch and the Blind Freaks, when they were blue boxing, they weren't doing it to get free fucking calls. That was the last thing on their mind, was to get free calls. They wanted to reach the numbers that couldn't be reached normally. That's what they wanted. They wanted to find the little secrets.
Yeah, of course they stumbled across conferences and stuff like that, but that was all part of the fun. It wasn't
conferences. And yeah, it didn't matter if the conference was free. It's the fact that you couldn't reach it just from your fucking regular phone if you didn't box your way in.
Yep.
And it's like it's free on top of all that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then, you know, of course it's when non-freaks got their hands on the blue box. Is when blue boxing turned into getting free calls.
Yeah, it's when some unscrupulous freak seemed to think they could peddle around blue boxes just like they were drugs or something.
Yep.
And as we all know, that just doesn't work out. It's like trying to trade calling cards or something.
Well, let
it's
me gonna
die.
Let me ask you this, Lucky. Right now, if we could easily blue box, because we could blue box something, if we could easily do it, right?
Uh-huh.
Would you use it to get free calls, or would you do it just because it's fucking fun?
Well, I do it because it's fun, and I tell you right now, I mean, I do experiment with blue boxing in other countries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But definitely, I never do it to get a free call. I do it to try and see if I can route a call sometimes to see if a call will complete, because a lot of times the routing in different countries is different. How they signal, like you got to do key pulls and then 0 area code number start. Sometimes
you may be getting a free call, but you're not doing it to get a free call.
Yeah, I'm just doing it to see how it works in their country.
Yeah.
You know, trying to learn, because I'm not going to find any documentation on this.
Yeah.
And even if I did, it doesn't give me, you know, text doesn't. It's not truth. You know, you can't believe everything you read. You got to search it out. You want to know for yourself.
You can get a million text files, and they all could be fucking wrong.
Yeah, and then secondly, you know, it's I'm not only trying to reach, you know, numbers within the country to see if those complete. You know, I also want to see what else. What is in this telephone system? Do they have inward operators? Do they have directory assistants? Do they have
exactly.
Do they have a test board? Do they, you know, what else is in this telephone system?
And then trying that. Whoa! Who just dropped? Lucky?
No.
And Theory dropped?
Hello? And Theory?
Yeah, I guess he dropped.
Have he dropped? Fuck. He
must have pressed a button and hit his phone. I think that's what happened.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, that's, yeah. And blue boxing, it gets freaks in the U.S. to call other countries and to explore and to see what's going on. Other fucking countries. You know, there's a lot of Americans don't realize this. but there's like these other countries in the world. They speak other languages and stuff. They might wear funny clothes, but they're out there.
That's why I was actually
exist.
That's why I was actually considering a Packet A because of their unlimited international crap.
You're kind of low, Doug.
That's what I was thinking about getting Packet 8 for, was to explore the international side of phone.
Yeah, you want, you know, and here's the fucking cool thing, man. Here's the fucking cool thing.
Okay, Decoder, I'm gonna drop out for just a while, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to let you and Doug, and
yeah.
Hopefully not there, you'll call in.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Anyways.
Man. Try to get him on AIM, Doug.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. Now that's another thing with the internationals, the free world dialogue. Now you got freaks outside of the U.S. able to easily reach toll free numbers in the U.S. and vice versa. You could use your free world dial up and easily reach toll free numbers in like the U.K. for instance.
Yeah.
And where's the other one? Netherlands.
Netherlands, fucking Australia.
Australia. I mean, come on. This is fucking lead, bro.
Yeah.
This is fucking lead.
That's the benefit between the difference between VoIP and copper. VoIP's a lot cheaper, but you're also losing a lot, too, with VoIP.
Well, you know, you want to have stuff like the free world dial-up. You want to be able to do these things.
Yeah.
It's because it's fun. You want to fucking call. It's, like I said, it's not just the U.S. we're dealing with here, man. Now, can you get an out theory on AIM?
No, his away message is on the air. Not there, is that you?
I hope that's not there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got me fucking nervous here because Lucky just had to drop.
Okay. No. The fucking modular plug on my phone is broken. See, that's why corded phones suck. The modular plug on my cell phone never breaks because there isn't one.
Like those modular thing, you know, phone lines cost, I don't know, 25 cents. You want to buy you one? I got about 75,000 lying around.
You overreact.
Yeah, you
one over to you, right?
Up in my apartment. Yeah, because I can't afford one because I'm too poor.
They're a nickel, bro. I don't have any money. I got them lying around. They come with the phones. I buy like a $10 phone. They come with a big one, a little one. It's like, fuck, man. I already have one.
Not there.
No,
being the guy I was talking to about television, saying just buy an antenna. He's like, man, you know how much expensive those things are, an antenna?
$10, man, at like the CVS.
Dude, a coat hanger, man, that shit's expensive. I'm gonna wait for a coat hanger.
Coat hangers, man. I need my coat hanger to break into cars with. I mean,
See, that's what I'm saying. You know?
Anyway.
Because they leave their car locks on default.
Yeah, they leave their car locks on default. Exactly right, Doug. Fucking idiot.
Right.
But yeah, now that's okay, that's I guess my rant, if you will. I'm just telling people the moral of the story is that VoIP is fun. Because with, like, the free will dial-up, you can call the toll-free numbers. And I'm really, really happy with free will dial-up. Well, I was talking to this guy, Havoc, from Poland. And he's all about the free will dial-up. That dude's fucking calling up, you know, U.S. toll-free numbers. And that's fucking lead, man. He's in Poland calling up U.S. toll-free numbers easily. And it's fucking lead. So that's cool as hell. But I'm not saying to not have VoIP or to not have a fucking cell phone. Of course you want these things. But don't give up your copper line. Don't fucking be happy when fucking payphones start disappearing. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. But that's really the moral of the story. Keep a copper line. I don't care what you do with it. Just keep a copper line. Anyway. So now, not theory.
Yo.
There's definitely one thing that you showed me, and I have to say this is fucking lead. You want to talk about it, man?
Yeah, I'll talk about it for a second.
It's all, second, sure, man, this is fucking lead.
I'm sure most people already know about MPA.php.
No, nobody knows about it.
Knows about it, okay. Well, there's these things called prefixes and area codes.
Prefixes,
yeah.
What's that?
I have no idea.
Is that like the prefix of like a word, like in English, where you have like, you know,
yeah,
like re and d, like prefixes,
yeah, yeah,
like that.
And then you have the suffixes, like
yeah,
ing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I took English. Yeah. I know about that crap.
Not quite.
You guys
are
smart.
Everybody knows area codes, exchanges, all that other shit.
Yeah.
PA.php is just a way to look them up and see what silly code is for what prefix and all this other type of horse shit.
Which you could see at tinyurl.com.
Oh, I think it's
/WR86.
Whoa, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, because I memorized that, actually. I'm not going to fucking type out entanglement.net /tilde.
There's actually another redirect code, I think, provided by Icon. I think it's mtheory.freaksandgeeks.com.
Is it mtheory.freaksandgeeks.com?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I haven't actually seen that one. I was just talking to somebody else today who has a third tier Freaks and Geeks. We
yeah,
got one, too,
so.
default.freaksandgeeks.com.
Pip it out.
There you go.
We all have them. Icon is the fucking man, yo. He's just giving them out to everyone who's fucking lead.
Well, that'd explain why I don't have one yet.
That exactly what it, Doug, you, of course you have one. You're fucking the default site, man. I may be the radio show, but you're the fucking site. You're the webmaster.
You really want the site updated, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of do, but that's really for, hopefully by now. Hopefully as the listeners are hearing this, it's updated.
Yeah. Anyways, back to npa.php on AIM.
Anyway, yeah, so I got bored and decided that I didn't want to load up my web browser anymore, so I wrote a Perl script.
Because you're just really fucking lazy.
Yeah, I am a fucking lazy fucker, which is kind of weird because I spend so many hours doing these things to make me not lazy.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
It's amazing. All the time I waste trying to make my life easy, I could just, you know,
you
keep
spend
being lazy.
10 hours a day trying to make everything easy for yourself.
Exactly.
It's ironic.
I spent 5 seconds just doing it, you know?
It's ironic.
Yeah.
Well, you're lazy, so you didn't want to open up a web browser.
I didn't want to open up a web browser. And I realized...
Because you have Mozilla.
Yeah. So I wrote a Perl script that basically fires up an AIM client, logs itself on, and when you message it, you know, you say, like, you send it a message, like, 212561 or something like that.
Yeah, I put the dash.
Oh, yeah, you can put the dash, too. That doesn't matter. As
you don't have to?
You can actually type out anything you want. As long as it sees 3 digits followed by another 3 digits somewhere in the message, it will actually query the NPA PHP script, and it will spit it back to your AIM client with all the links embedded. So you can then click from there
on any one of them. Yep, it's all that is. It's fucking leet, man.
Yeah, it's not complete yet, but it's getting there. So.
By now, yeah. By the time this airs, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we won't say when we recorded this.
Yeah. Do you want to give out the AIM name that these people are going to fucking put on their buddy list or what? Or is this going to be something? Is it going to be to be announced? Maybe on the boards or something. Not right now.
Yeah, I'll announce it soon. I'd rather not give out the name now, because I don't know if it's going to be up or down and shit like that, or people, because there's a couple of issues that got to be ironed out with it.
Yeah.
I made an e-bomb once.
Once all that's taken care of. All
right, so it's to be announced on the boards. You're going to hear about it. But when it is,
very
man,
soon.
It's lead. You put it on your fucking buddy list, you IM it. That's it. And you get the info.
And it tells you the lead shit.
It's the fucking most lead thing I ever saw. I came right in my pants as soon as I fucking saw it. I was like,
me too.
With the name, man, I thought it was like some fucking dumb AOL bitch, like one of these idiot girls I know, because it just had this weird fucking name. And I'm like,
you don't like the name? I gotta change the name?
No, it just reminded me of something else that I'll tell you about later. But I was like, oh, fuck, who the hell is this? You know what I'm saying? And
it said I've got some back doors and shit in it so that I can message people through it.
I actually
it said something dumb to me. I forgot what it said, but it said something.
I actually have to say I made an aimbot once that's kind of similar. It had a 411 database into it. I did it about a year ago. It just used a 411 database into it, and you would just message a name, and it'd give you a number off of it.
Whatever happened to that?
I shut it down. It's pretty easy to do. I mean, anyone could really do it if they know how to work aimbots. Because the database is already out there, you know. It's not like I wrote the 411 database or anything.
Wait, what language did you write the aimbot in, though?
No, I didn't write in any language. I just used, like, whatever Windows client they had to make your own aimbot.
Okay.
And then, like...
No, not serious doing this by hand,
I put the 411 INI file into it.
He's making the same bot with a screwdriver.
Exactly. I'm whipping magnets over my laptop to make it.
That's it. Nailing it all together. But it's fucking lead. You were like, dude, just entered an area code in exchange. I'm like, okay.
You messaged me like, about 4 times.
Yeah, I was like, Because like I said, the name kind of reminded me of something. It just reminded me of something. Don't ask me why. I just make these words.
All right, I'll tell everybody. The name is Dumb Bitch 54.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminded me of my fucking girlfriend, and I was like, man, Dumb Bitch again? You got to make it like the real name of an aimbot, like fucking, oh, man.
Aimbot.
No.
Martyr Child or fucking Lindsay Buddy or one of those other fucking gay things?
I fucking went into an AIM chat room once with this fucking host account, and all I saw was like fucking in this one fucking AIM room, was like these fucking 50 bots, and they were all named like Beach Girl 18F or something.
No, get down.
So,
maybe I'll call it Bukake Bot.
Bukake Bot, there you go. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, there, you know there's
it's
a porn
make a
site
splash
called
in the fucking world of freaking. It's gonna make a big splash in the world of freaking. Oh man. But no, that is fucking neat, man. You just fucking name it, yo. And you don't have to open up nothing. You don't have to do anything. It's just fucking right there for you instantaneously. It just makes everyone more lazy, which is what you want in the world.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, I don't even want to open up my browser anymore. Dude, I use fucking half the time. I mean, I use Opera a lot. But half the time, I use fucking IE because since I have a fucking Windows machine and IE is fucking embedded in there, I don't want to wait for my fucking browser to open up, so half the time I use IE. So that's fucking enough laziness as it is.
It's all about Firebird,
baby. IE is always fucking running. I just have to open the window. And now I'm so fucking lazy, you made me so goddamn lazy, I'm not even have to do that anymore.
It's all about Firebird,
baby. As long as I can make you gain like 15 pounds in a month due to this, then I'm happy.
I should be able to.
That's my goal for everybody on the board. Everybody on the board should gain at least 20 pounds by being lazy using this.
Man.
Then I'll be happy.
Well, there's a few people who don't need it. I'm going to name one name. Like my man Whitesword. Whitesword's a big
dude.
You don't want him getting any more weight. Whitesword's going to kick my ass for that, man. He better not show up at Hope, because he's a big fucker. He will beat the fucking living shit out of my skinny ass.
Dead air.
Well, some more news for today. Doug, did you get any email? Because you know what? I tried logging in to default at cbzone.org.
Oh, yeah.
There's an Apache fucking placeholder page at where the fucking mail client is.
I have to send you a new address, bro, for it. That's why.
Okay, but what I'm asking, okay, maybe I should have rephrased that. I shouldn't complain. Does the default at cbzone.org email work? Is it operational?
Yes.
Okay, so it's been operational. There's been no downtime except for that one time you had it on the site.
No, just that one little time, yes, but I mean, there is a new way
so
to access.
You're telling me that we just don't get email.
Right. Well, we have one email, but it's weird, and he's just saying to change our database name or some bullshit. I don't know.
All right, well, you're going to read it, but not right now. So nobody sends us email. All right, that's another thing I want to say right now. Send us some fucking email.
We do have a couple voicemails, though.
Like, does anybody listen to this show?
I don't know. Explain the 30-gigabyte transfer a month.
Yeah, I thought you said it was 50.
Or 50 or 30, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, so it's a 30 or 50 gigabyte transfer a fucking month. That's like 10,000 people listening and not one fucking email.
Unless it's Tron, like, trying to, like, hurt us by downloading the same episode all the time.
Yeah, Tron's out there just downloading like mad, trying to fucking make us go over our fucking bandwidth. We don't have one.
Oh, shout out to the data machine.
Yeah, well, whatever the case, 30 or 50 gig. If we have a 30 or 50 gig transfer a month, I just can't. I can't come up with a good reason on why we don't get email.
But data machine.
How long does it take, man? Just say your show fucking sucks. You're big cocksuckers, and we all hate you. Just send it. Send us a fucking email. We'll read it.
Data machines host this now, though.
Another thing. Data machine, definitely. Big props to data machine for hosting our fucking archives, because we did have whatever it was, however much the transfer was, it was a little bit too much for you, right?
Yeah.
It was just a little bit too much. But anyway, there's another piece of news I want to get into. My man Majestic has finally fixed up datutoday.tk, where you can get all your lead datu info. He has, like, literally, I've seen his datu database go from, like, 5 numbers to, like, 500. More than that. Probably up to almost like 1,000 right now. You know,
wait, now hold up a second. Is it DATU or is it DTAU? Because I see it on his site. He's got a file that's like,
I don't know what that is, actually. I saw the DTAU thing. That's some other system.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's another system.
And, you know, I don't even know if I've been pronouncing it right, because I've heard somebody say DATU, as in, since it's, of course, DATU is an acronym for Direct Access Test or Testing. I think it's just test. Direct Access Test Unit. So, and I've heard people say it DATU. So I'm not sure.
DATU sounds stupid, though.
I know. Well, that's what I heard that the techs call it. I'm going to have to add, the next time the Verizon guy comes by my house, putting like a fucking thing on my line, trying to fucking record all the fucking calls I make, I'm going to ask him. I'd be like, yeah, while you're fucking doing this, because you know that I'm doing bad shit with my phone, how do you say it? So I've heard it said datu, I've heard it said datu.
That's another difference between copper phone companies and VoIP phone companies. Copper phone companies know their shit, like, really well, usually. Like, when there's a technician at your house. But with VoIP,
hey,
it's just like,
he'll
what the fuck? Yeah, with VoIP, it's just like, what's that? You mean voicemail?
Well, it's not a phone. I'll say it again, it's not a phone. It's just something that you could access the phone system with, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, whatever. It's fun. It's not a phone. Copper wire. But yeah, I'm gonna have to ask. But like I was saying, Datu today, datutoday.tk, has finally been updated so that you can view it in any browser. It's all compliant. You can view it in any browser. You saw it in Mozilla, right?
Yep, I saw it in Firebird today.
Okay.
I was talking to him on the boards through private messages, and we were straightening it all out, and it looks good now.
Oh, so you helped him out with it?
Yeah, a little bit.
And you're just fucking code writer, man. Is there anything you can't do, bro?
No, I don't think so.
See?
now that I think about it, yeah, there's nothing I can't do.
Yep. And the humility. Anyway, I'm serious, man. Fucking shit.
No, I was just fucking around and telling him, like, this link doesn't...
When are you going to make me my website, since I'm a noob at all this shit?
Dude, it's already done, of course. It's sitting on my hard drive. I'm waiting for that check to clear.
Oh, okay. For your decoder's house of underage girls?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Underage girls in flashing purple text, huge letters.
.net?
Exactly.
I got to go get that domain. Decoder's house of underage girls .net. I hope it's available.
Too late.
Dude, I would be there every day.
That's it, man. It's gonna be a lookup database of underage girls.
Oh my god!
I got a couple.
That's the hottest
thing
I've heard ever.
I don't know. Doug shouldn't be laughing because fucking that's all he gets is underage girls.
Oh man, you're so lucky, you bastard.
That's what I'm saying, man. What I'm fucking saying. Underage to me now is like under my age, but whatever.
Underage,
but
yeah,
that's
about
today. You could see it in any browser. I saw it in Opera. It finally, it wasn't just fucking code. It was actual. It was a website.
Yeah,
that was me. I was blown away. The one thing, Majestic, if you're out there listening, fucking put Default Magazine on your site, fucker.
And the pick list works. He was saying there's some problem with the pick list before, but the pick list worked for me, no problem.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really go through the whole site, but I just checked it out. I just checked out the links. They were all .html instead of .txt, and I was like, wait. So I opened up Opera. I went and looked at it, and it all fucking worked. I was fucking happy. And Majestic is now, Datu today, I guess, is affiliated with network.net, which is definitely a lead site, NETTWERKED.net, clone. Canadian freaking, man.
Oh yeah,
Canadian freaking. Now, I don't think there's any such thing as underage girls up there. We're gonna have to get anybody out there.
Are you kidding me?
Anybody out there in Canada? I don't know. I want somebody to send me something, either in my personal email, decoder at oldschoolfreak or decoder at freaksandgeeks.com, or send it to the show and let me know what the age of consent is in Canada. Because I've heard rumors. I remember a while back, somebody came onto the SoCal Bridge when it was still up. And he for some reason refused to say his handle, but he was affiliated with Hack Canada and Network, supposedly. And he didn't say his handle, but he told me that 14 is the age of consent put there. So somebody let me know. Let me know if I should be packing my bags.
I don't know, man. 14 is a little too young even for me.
Well, I'm just saying, just for like the just to know that you're always safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Because I've said it before. I don't know if I've said it on the show. I probably have. But I see girls every day, right? I see a chick that I think looks 18 or 19, turns out to be like 14 or 15. And I see a chick that I think looks like 14 or 15, and turns out to be like 18, 19, even 20 sometimes. So it's just better to be safe than sorry, you know? You don't want to get fucked over.
Very good.
It's just the way it is nowadays. You see these girls. It's not just me. All I know is when I was fucking 14 and 15, these fucking chicks didn't look like that. That's all I know.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on. Kids today are so fucking lucky.
Craziness. It's fucking craziness. But anyway, back to some fucking freaking topics. So yeah, so Datu today, what else do we got on the itinerary here? All that? Holy shit. Fucking wild. What the fuck hell else is going on? Oh, yeah, Doug got to read the email. That's right. Oh, and we're going to play voicemail messages, too. I want to hear this because Doug.
Yeah.
You know, I lost the fucking password for 484 default, our voicemail.
Did I ever give it to you?
Yeah, you gave it to me. I've checked it a few times, and I lost it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a whole big text file filled with fucking passwords and stuff. And I remember one time I don't even want to get into that, but I have a whole text file which has nothing but fucking chicks' numbers and passwords in it. And I thought I had sent it to Duel once by accident instead of like a text file. Instead of an article.
Well, where's my cell phone? I'll call the voicemail up right now because the email's kind of dumb.
I want to hear the email first, bro. I want you to read the email.
Right.
Just read the fucking email.
I will,
what
man.
The hell?
Just hold on. I had to get a phone.
Who's it from?
It's from...
I don't know. Not there. You got anything else going on?
It's from Anonymous.
In the world of underage girls?
No, not really. I think I'm good with underage girls right now.
Yeah,
I actually tried to leave you guys voicemail at one point, spoofing your own ANI.
Did you leave a message?
A funny joke. No. I had to run right when I fucking...
Oh, you suck. Oh. You should just scream something or whatever.
On January 3rd at 2:05.
Yeah, do it right now so we'll get it on there, since we're going to do the email first. Hurry up. All right, Doug, what are we doing? We got the email or what? You ready here? We want to keep this rolling.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
Come on. What's the email?
From S. Ben Stein. S. Ben Stein.
From who?
E-S-B-E-N.
Dude, you're really low. Can you speak up, please?
E-S-B-E-N-S-T-I-E-N.
Dude, you're very low.
How am I low?
You just have to speak up. Scream.
E-S-B-E-N-S-T-I-E-N.
E-S-B-E-N Stein?
E-S-B-E-N, second word, is S-T-I-E-N. Has been Stein.
Okay, anyway, read it.
All right. The subject...
I'm sorry if I'm fucking up this guy's name, because I can't fucking hear you. Can you just say the name?
Esben Stein.
Oh, okay. You put an I in there or something. Anyway.
I know I did, because that's what... Anyways. The subject's naming convention for files. Dear sir, it would be nice to have a good naming convention for the files. And then he puts dr_240103.org would be nice and absolute. It would look good in directory listing, and it's the standard ISO convention. Or default radio.
Oh, to name it as the date.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. Well, no, he has 200-40-103 as an example. What would that be?
Yeah. The date.
Oh, that makes sense to me.
You fucking moron.
It's late.
The date. Okay, so like DR for default radio _ and then the date for the naming convention.
Yeah, he's saying, but it's a bit long, but keep it simple. Thank you for your time and service. Sincerely, Espen.
I don't know, Doug. What do you think about that? Do you want to put the naming convention as a date or what?
Sure. I really think we should stop doing like episode number blah 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 and start doing like air dates and whatnot.
Air dates, huh?
Yeah. Enough of this.
Well,
episode
here's the problem I have with that, and this guy he brings up a good point with the dr_. You have something like, let's say, Off the Hook, right? And when you download that, the file is named the date, right?
Right.
But where you run into difficulty is if you got 10 different radio shows and they all do that.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck is what. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know,
right there.
So I mean, I don't know. We're gonna have to think about that. You know what? I want the listeners to send feedback. I've always been a person where I like to number it as in, you know, episode 1, episode 2, up to add and, you know, all the way, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And some people like the date. Now, I want to know what our listeners think about that, seriously. I mean, what do you think about that?
Dude, we should have, like, some poll and shit on the site. voting.
Nah, I hate polls. I don't like polls. How about that? I do not like polls. That's one thing I don't like. I could say emphatically that I do not like polls. Anyway,
I got a poll for you.
Shut the fuck up. Lucky comes out of nowhere. Big comments. But yeah, what do you think about that, Lucky? Do you know how, like, Off the Hook, how they name their files, the episode is the date that it aired?
Damn cordless died. What?
Holy shit. How do you feel about the naming convention of our files, of our default radio files? Do you think it should be episode number or air date?
Fuck it. Who gives a fuck, man? It's just as long as the people know how to get to it, that's all I care about.
Shut up, Lucky. As usual, Lucky, good for nothing.
I really think, like, introductions to the show, you know, this is Default Radio, it's fucking September 12th.
Well, yeah, Spank does that, and that's actually a good idea, to say the fucking date.
Yeah, you know, because when we get up to our 100th or 1,000th episode, you know, we have a big celebration, you know, then we can say it's episode 1,000.
1,000th episode, dude? I'm going to be dead way before then.
Hey, bro, anything.
Not at the rate we're going.
Dude.
We record, like, 3 episodes a month. Man.
Yeah, right. No, you mean 3 episodes a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Oh, man.
No, we'll have Default Radio, like, the next generation by then. It'll be, like, fucking Tron and his son doing the show.
The next generation.
Fucking freaking of the year 2050.
I mean, and the way things are going, it's looking like Default Radio is the only thing I got.
What do you mean?
Apparently my job sucks.
I think
I'm just going to let our listeners know that.
Your job sucks.
Sponsored by CompUSA.
Yeah, this message is brought to you by CompUSA.
Our job sucks.
Oh, man.
Basically, it does. I mean, I was getting, like, mentored and shit by my manager right now about how I have to care for people and all this shit and show that I care for people and be a team player and all this shit. But you know what? I'm lucky to be 5, God fucking damn it.
Wait, you know, lucky.
Should have told him that.
You know why, Lucky? It's probably because every time someone goes in the store, you have to call someone every one fucking a word.
You're probably doing a show, like, on the fucking floor. Showing people, trying to sell people stuff. Like, shut the fuck up, noob. I'm trying to do Default Radio here.
You're using the office phone for it.
Yeah, right? Lucky right now is at work in the fucking, in the manager's office since he went home for the day. Doing the show.
Oh, beautiful. Actually, I'm in the conference room right now, actually.
Oh, that's even better. Did Not Theory ever come back?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Did he ever drop?
People sneaking up on me, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, but, anyways, my job prospects are really looking like they suck right now.
What the fuck does this have to do with the show? This isn't fucking Lucky 225's personal life radio.
Hey, I'm just letting the listeners know, you know. It's
they don't
like,
care. They don't even send an email.
Right.
Special default radio.
Yeah, very special default radio.
And that's probably true. That's why I'm going to lose my job, though, because people don't care, and I don't care, and apparently because I don't care, people don't care.
Well, you know what? I think I'm very nihilistic, and I will say that I like the philosophy of not caring. And it's almost like I don't know. Another good philosophy is, let's say, like Buddhism. Buddhism is almost like nihilism. Like, I hate to offend someone out there who may be Buddhist and not believe that, but I truly think it is. Because you really shouldn't care too much about things. If you waste your time caring, then you start to worry. You know what I'm saying? And then shit just goes fucking wrong. You just gotta say, fuck it.
You know
right?
what? I agree with you, Decoder, because it seems like my boss and all my team members and everything, they seem like all they care about really is, like, themselves, and they work hard to manipulate these people to get money so that they can better help themselves, and they're pissed at me because I'm not making sales, so I'm making the team look bad, and blah, blah, blah.
Help them go fuck themselves.
And now they can't pay their credit cards, and they have kids. Well, boo fucking.
Dude, stop screaming, by the way. But anyway.
I'm on speakerphone, so I didn't know if you could hear me or not.
When did this show turn into fucking, like, telecom into fucking Oprah?
Yeah, I know. Enough of that. Yeah. Okay, so Lucky's personal life is all fucked. Okay, the decoder solution, just don't care. Stop caring, and that's it. So Not Theory, did you hear the little discussion about the naming convention of the files?
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it.
Okay, so what do you think of that? I mean, my personal feelings is that me personally, you know, I know maybe it's easier for people to keep an archive of it, but me personally, I like naming it by episode number and not by date. So that's just me.
Honestly,
that's my opinion.
I say you do whatever you want. And if people really start complaining, just start renaming everything to the MD5 hash and the MP3 file so it's impossible to deal with.
Right?
That's my fucking take on it. I don't know.
You can whatever you want. Because my whole thing is with, like, Off the Hook and who else does the naming convention like that? Old episodes of, like, Hacker Mind, right? They both have the naming convention like that. That's how they had the naming convention by the date. And now if I was to open up my little folder here with all fucking 10 million fucking shows of every fucking who knows what, I got these things here, and it's named a date, like 12/14/01. Well, shit, is that Hacker Mind or is that Off the Hook? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it should definitely have the name and then, like, either an episode number or a date or something.
Default
radio.
Yeah, so
that guy's going to do with the DR underscore and then the date. So, I don't know. We will think about it. We want some more fucking email, not just this one guy saying it. I want other people. I want you to voice your opinion. We don't get email on anything. So, I mean, the least you could do is just say, like, I like E like it is now. Or, yeah, it changes the fucking
no one
date. I don't think anyone gives a fuck.
I don't even think anyone's fucking listening to us anymore, to tell you goddamn truth.
I don't know. Supposedly, according to Doug, we got between 30 and 50 gigs fucking transfer.
I mean, it's probably the Tron theory. He's just downloading our episodes all the time to make us get shut down.
Yeah. There's easier ways to do that. Just download the episodes. Anyway, so we don't get an email. Yeah, that's the thing. One guy sends us email. Thanks to him, even though Doug is talking low and I can't get his name. Shouts to that guy.
Actually, I don't have his name on the screen anymore. Never mind.
Fucker. I mean, Doug is kind of retarded, so I couldn't get the guy's name. So if he's pissed off because I couldn't get his name, it's not my fault, man.
It's Evan Steiner.
I
Evan Steiner.
If I had checked
I'm sorry
the email,
you can't
I'd
hear me
because
you're the loudest motherfucker on this show and all, but it was
shut
Evan Steiner or something.
Well, shut the fuck up, Doug.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just listen to the voicemails.
Hold on.
Call up the voicemail, Doug.
Call up default. Come on.
Yeah. Hold on.
I want to hear the voicemails.
I'm trying to get some.
I haven't heard him yet because I lost the fucking password like a moron. All
right, that's me.
Hello?
That's me.
Okay.
What's our number? Oh, yeah, 484-DEFAULT.
484-DEFAULT.
So tacky. All right, let's go here. All
right.
What's our password?
Are you going to enter the password in DTMF, you bitch?
No.
Okay.
N6. Saved message.
Okay.
New message. Friday, 12:21 a.m. Your callback number is 484-332-858.
The hell?
Not theory owns your ANI, bitch.
To keep this message new and play
the
next one. To save this message and play the next
one.
Woo! Default radio is the shit. Happy New Year, bitches! This is Docs, man. Calling you like 4:20 Eastern Standard Time. We're rocking on the New Year, dude. Fucking A. I hope you guys are like having a kick-ass time like we are. Like we're all loaded and like the whole nine. So I hope you're all airheaded and everything like we are. Keep rocking. You know what I mean? Like 1-800-555-1140. Whole ANI number, that's the shit. Keep rocking, like, fucking dude. Yeah! Bam, bam, 2 years. Fucking dick clock, fucking shit. Keep it going, baby. Keep it going 100 years, just like dick clock.
To play your next message,
that was fucking weak, bro.
To delete this message and play the next saved message, Saturday, 10:42 p.m.
Hey, what's up? This is Total Blackout. I was just calling to tell you, by the time you get this, you'll already probably have fixed it. But when you were making your HTML for your archives, because that new guy just archived all your radio shows, the first one's okay. I mean, no, the last one, your episode 7, but all the other archives, and I see in your HTML that you actually said archive/archive again, and then /app, and then whatever the number was, then .mp3. You should just have one archive, because on episode 7, it's just whatever that guy's hosting was, /archive/ the file name. But all the other ones that are broken, you did /archive/archive again, and it shouldn't be that. It should just be /, and then one archive. All right, bye.
Yeah, Doug is good at fucking things up.
Nah, that's
so thanks for Total Blackout.
To delete this message,
The story about that was
editing on that, Doug.
Are
we going to edit those numbers out? What the hell?
Yeah, of course,
Doug.
The story about that air thing was I discovered that like the next day after I put the new hosting up, and I discovered that I was like, oh shit, let me fix the HTML there. And then I go check the voicemail like 2 hours later, and I get that message, and I'm like, what the fuck?
All right, so definitely. Thanks to yo, fucking Docs, man. That dude was drunk like a skunk. Damn, bro. You know, I hate to say it, though. I was worse off on New Year's.
Oh, boy.
I was fucking worse.
We know, Decoder. We know.
I was fucking retarded. Anyway. Huh. And thanks to Total Blackout for telling Doug he's a noob.
Oh, fuck you.
That reminds me how, like, Sarai was fucking telling you on the board in your fucking SIG where it says listen to default radio and it's a link. It was like http://http.
Hey, that's the form's fault, man. When I put my URL in for my signature on that Benriff forms, man, I put it in twice. Because I didn't know it already put in the HTTP.
You're a moron.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, but when you make the fucking the URL, it's like highlighted so that you could just hit just start typing from there.
Well, no, it was like my signature there. It was just yeah.
Ah, you're a bum. Anyway.
Don't hate.
Anyway. So all right, we get fucking voicemails, but no fucking emails.
Please dial *86 before dialing the voice or *67. I'm sorry, before dialing.
Oh
the
yeah,
voice.
Once again. We're gonna announce this again because we had to edit a little bit out of the voicemails. Please dial *67 before leaving us voicemail. Except for Not Theory, because Not Theory will just like send whatever number he wants.
Fucking 911.
You're damn right. You're damn straight.
How does Not Theory do this, by the way? Is he just using a primary ISBN or?
Tell us.
Because he has skills.
No. He uses a top secret form of ANI spoofing that only certain people are allowed to know about. We cannot reveal it. Like, if anyone wants to ask him or anyone else who does it in private, that's fine. And let them, you know, so Not Theory can choose whether or not he's going to tell you. But we're not going to release that on the radio show, I hate to tell you.
Lucky.
I mean, you want to do ANI spoofing? Do it the fucking hard way.
Lucky.
I'm sorry.
Lucky, I'll tell you in 20 minutes.
Yeah. All right. I mean, yeah, you know, because Lucky Red over there is like an innovator in this type of shit. He was back in the days figuring out different ways to fucking spoof ANI. But I hate to say it, Lucky, right now you could just, it's easy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
All your efforts were fruitless.
So
they were. But then again, there really is, your Telus trick is still one of the only ways to spoof real-time ANI.
It's a classic.
I think somebody just got shot outside my house.
Awesome. Beautiful. I love New York.
No, I'm serious. Keep doing the show. Hold on a second.
All right.
We'll be right back after these messages. Please don't go away.
We'll be right back after these messages from the New York City Police Department.
Have you just been shot? Well,
we have a new telephone feature called 911.
From any phone, dial 911 for your local police station.
All right, we're good. We're good.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Anyway, Doug, how long have we been going on this?
An hour now.
An hour?
Yeah.
All right, well, anybody got any closing words, any topics you want to get into? See if we got a full show.
Yeah, don't tip waitresses. Thank you.
What happened? What'd
don't
you
tip waitresses. I'm dirty whores.
No, the cute ones you tip. The fuck?
God.
Sure.
Don't even get me into that conversation.
They're already getting
right,
paid.
Whatever.
Why give them money more money?
Whatever. Shut the fuck up. The waitresses get most of their money on tips. I fuck a lot of waitresses in my spare time.
Oh, fucking Christ. You got... Oh. We're gonna have to talk about this after the show.
Whatever, dude. You're not gonna fucking tell me anything I don't know already.
We should do default after the show.
Default after hours. The conversation's after the show.
What goes on, really, in default?
Alright, well, I want to remind the listeners that next week for episode 10, we're gonna be having a special episode of Default Radio while we're all on vacation, like we all are right now. And it's going to be clips and stuff from conferences and old stuff from the SoCal Bridge, and maybe even some Default outtakes from all the episodes we never used, we never aired, little bits and pieces that maybe we edited for whatever reason. So you're going to be in for a treat. You're going to have a lot of dumb shit to listen to. It's going to be funny, hopefully. It's going to be stupid, most of all, and that's really the whole point that we're trying to make here is to just be idiots. So,
it's either that or nothing.
Doug, you got any shouts?
Arby's. For a Goose Roast Beef right now.
Shout to Arby's. Hell yeah. And out there, you got any shouts?
Nah, man, no shouts this week.
Lucky.
Ah, boy.
Stop screaming, bro.
I really wish I had someone to shout to, you know?
Shut the fuck
up. You have a girlfriend, bro. You should be happy.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to my girlfriend, of course.
Yeah. You're not alone in this world.
You know, Decoder.
Decoder, stop hating everybody. Learn to love.
What, Lucky?
I'd like to give a big shout out to you, Decoder.
Why is that?
Because I love you, man.
This is great.
Somehow, it's just a bit disconcerting for some reason.
This is a very sad episode of Default Radio. Emotional time.
Alright, well, my shouts this week. Well, of course, big shouts to Majestic for fixing up Dad 2 today, and of course for Not There for helping him out with that. And for being on the show all the time. And for doing all sorts of crazy shit like npa.php and this AIM thing to keep us all very fucking lazy.
Oh, no, I feel so special.
Yep, you should. Special, just special ed. Ride the little bus. Ride the short bus.
The short bus rules.
Short bus forever. Hey, man, a lot of our listeners probably ride the short bus.
Hey, come on. Talk about our listeners that way.
Well, shit, I said before, you got to press, when you call the 484 default, you got to press the *67. We're not getting your ANI, you know, we're not that fucking elite, but we're getting your caller ID. You know what I'm saying?
You can't stop
I don't know. Like, a big thing, let me talk. A big thing we have with Default Radio is that we don't like to edit things. And when it comes to people's fucking numbers, well, we're going to edit that. You know what I mean? We don't like to edit anything.
Do you have it put on the website where it says call 484 default? Does it say dial *67 on the website?
Yeah, you know what? You got to do that. Doug, can you please change?
It is by the time.
Can we update the site? I'll talk to you about updating the site later. Hopefully by the time this airs, everything's updated. Hopefully it's a nice, clean fucking site, how it says to dial *67. I mean, when you send this email, you don't have to, you know, it's a lot easier because you don't have to fucking press *67 when you send this email.
It's *67 default at cbzone.org.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But,
or put no spam.
And of course, shout out to Lucky for actually doing the show for, like, a couple of episodes in a row. This is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't really here the whole episode.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're still here. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's true.
It's fucking amazing. And, of course, shouts to fucking Icon for hooking everybody up with fucking... with third tiers, man. We got ours. Default.freaksandgeeks.com. As a matter of fact, a big shout to Icon because when you go on to Google or almost most search engines and you type in the word freaks, P-H-R-E-A-K-S, the first site is Freaks and Geeks. So a big shout to Icon. And that's it for this week of Default Radio, episode 9.
You could also put Decoder and Lucky 225 and you get Default.
What happened?
When you put Decoder and Lucky 225 in the search engine, you get Default.
Okay, well, that's a good, nice piece of useless knowledge. Anyway.
Just saying.
For all of us here at the Default Radio family, we're out of here. And, of course, we all know that everything
is always on,
default, you fucking stupid idiots. Keeping your shit on default. What the hell is wrong with you? Later.
Good night.